I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. It'll be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about ET Yoga as the yoga of belief. We'll be talking about the Merkaba field around the Earth. We'll be into some amazing history from Romania. We'll be talking about naturally, some reality creation techniques and some amazing new information related to new technologies. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, which is mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, and one of my spiritual teachers. That was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, it's provided as is without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as well as Big Pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with the concepts of developing your own self-autonomy and self-empowerment concerning the area of creating excellent health, maintaining it, and also dealing with issues as they arise. And I would also, take my hat off to those people in the medical field who are involved with emergency situations. But in my personal opinion, mainstream medical care is more closely aligned with mainstream medical abuse than anything else. The long-term side effects of all these pills we're taking results in definitely a situation where it's harder and harder to leave this world and your brain intact. And it's also, at the same time, more and more difficult for young people to be born with a healthy body. And definitely not a proponent of vaccines. And between those two, the pills and the vaccines, definitely, in my opinion, a negative situation, as has been proved by the Medicine West Hospital that operated in Beijing, China. The Qingdong Center there dealt with 250,000 people over a course of about 10 years. With about an 85% success rate, and they utilized no operations and no Big Pharma, no pills whatsoever. And so in my point of view, the cat's out of the bag on what's possible. Now, moving on to tonight's agenda, I'd like to start off by getting into some detail about the importance of ET Yoga as the yoga of belief, and placing that into some kind of perspective. Because at the kind of the core of ET Yoga is the concept, certainly, of self-realization. But at the same time, on our spiritual journeys, we all are going through certain processes. And in my perspective, ever since somewhere back in the 1970s with the introduction of the Seth material, the introduction of Barbara Marciniak and her channeling of Pleiadian information and her book, Bringers of the Dawn, as well as Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, who is being channeled by Daryl Anka, among other sources. These people brought out information that clearly was a new way of thinking for humanity, and specifically in the area that thought creates or belief creates. And thus the importance in the ET Yoga of the concept that belief creates. And where does this set with respect to the other types of yogas? Well, as we heard earlier from the chanting from Sri Swami Satchidananda, that form of yoga in his integral yoga was called Japa Yoga, or J-A-P-A, or mantra repetition. It's a very powerful and useful technique. And I might add that the integral yoga that Sri Swami Satchidananda taught had six different branches, each of them highly important. One of those branches was the Hatha Yoga, which most people in the West think of when they think of the concept of yoga. They think that yoga is Hatha Yoga. Actually, yoga is not Hatha Yoga. It's a branch of yoga. And yoga itself means union of you and your higher self. So at the core of yoga is the concept of self-realization. And this concept of japa yoga, the mantra repetition, a very powerful technique. Another branch of the integral yoga was the raja yoga, which is primarily related to the concept of developing one-pointedness and self-awareness, as well as dealing with the concept of different types of meditation, both yantra or visual symbol meditations, as well as mantra meditations. And the hatha yoga part, actually, very important with relation to developing good health, and also the breathing exercises, which are called pranayams, as well as the kriyas, which were for the cleansing of the body. Obviously, an important branch of yoga. And also, karma yoga, or, you know, dealing with life and dealing with issues that arise, as well as earning a proper living. And again, another very important branch of yoga, as well as bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, or the yoga of love and devotion, generally associated with kirtan, or chanting, typically of mantras. And another very important aspect of the integral yoga process. So each of these different yogas play an important part. But in my perspective, belief and the yoga of belief, which isn't even listed in those categories, is probably the most important concept or yoga of them all. And if you were to take these six different branches of yoga and compare them to the yoga of belief, which one of those particular branches would you choose to study or participate or practice if you could only do one? I mean, would you be doing the japa yoga? Would you do the hatha yoga? Would you do the bhakti yoga, the karma, the raja, or the jnana yoga, J-N-A-N-A, which is the yoga of wisdom and learning about specifics? Each of these are highly important, but in my estimation, if you took only one, yoga belief is more important. And why is that so? It's so because, as our new science is showing, that our universe is holographic and fractal, and that the universe is consciousness, and it operates much like a giant reality computer program. And like any computer program, it has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. Thus, what you believe is, and what's more important than what you believe? This all ties in all, as well to the whole area of reality creation, because the first beliefs and realities that we create for ourselves is all the information that we download from our original caregivers. And people like Dr. Bruce Lipton are coming out and showing that research is indicating that for most people, about 95% of their behavior is just learned repetition. And unless you're consciously working on looking at some of the beliefs that you adopted since you were in childhood and thanking your parents for those wonderful positive beliefs that we received, you need to also go through and sort through some of those beliefs that are no longer useful. That's one of the parts of maturing and part of a spiritual journey. You need to do your internal homework. And not only that, but you can also reprogram new beliefs as well as discard the old. So that's one of the concepts that I always think about in terms of reality creation. And the second phase of reality creation, to my way of thinking, is positive spin. Positive spin was a concept that I picked up first from Bashar, I don't know, about 25 years ago. He talks about simple formula that no events in this world or this dimension happen with built-in meaning, not built-in meaning that comes with events. We place definition and emotional spin on outer circumstances, which creates the reality that we experience from that circumstance. And the simple formula is positive emotional spin and positive definition creates a positive experience. And a negative definition and a negative emotional spin creates a negative experience. And this has been shown to me to be absolutely 100% accurate. And I've all challenged the ET Yoga listening audience over the course of the last 10 or 12 years to actually test this by getting a notebook and putting a positive spin on anything that you could identify as a negative in your life. And then mustering up as much emotional positive spin as you can and place it on that circumstance, and as well place a positive definition. Even if the definition is that I can't see any possible way that anything good can come from this, but I just can't wait to find out what that might be, even to that extent. And then mark it down in a book, keep track of these things, because some of them will resolve themselves in short order, sometimes in a day, sometimes a week. Depending on the circumstance, it may take months, but or a year. But the bottom line is the process works. And once you realize it works, it's a point of power that blows your mind. So that's the second level to my way of thinking of reality creation, because you are attracting those holographic inserts from reality because all circumstances, all possibilities already exist. And what we're doing is we're attracting those circumstances into our life through beliefs and our intentions, because it's our beliefs, our intentions, our emotions, and our definitions that create the external reality that we experience. So, you know, a highly, highly important phase of reality creation. And the third level of reality creation, in my opinion, is the not dealing with a particular circumstance that's already occurring, but to creating a new circumstance from your own intention. And that's a lot trickier, a little bit more difficult, but at the same time, we also know that the keys to that have been shown to us through a video by Greg Braden called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where three practitioners at a Beijing hospital made a person's tumor disappear in 3 minutes. And that's on video, on YouTube. It's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes by Greg Braden. And in that particular video, it shows the concept that the idea here being to create the healing of already been healed and giving thanks, appreciation, and gratitude for already having been healed. And this process is what I would call the third phase of reality creation. And apparently in the Lost Gospel of Thomas, Greg Braden actually points out that that technique actually used to be an original text, but had subsequently been removed. So a very important concept that humanity has lost out on up until recent times. And I might also add that, as I'll be talking about a little bit later in the program, another very important aspect of reality creation in this third area would be imagination. Imaging is creating. And so in my opinion, when you start talking about the yoga of belief and its spillover into reality creation, all based on the concept that thought creates, belief creates, emotion creates, intention creates, this to me is a fast track in terms of yoga. Not that this information wasn't known way back when, because the ultimate truths of reality, which were channeled by Jean Hatch from Mother Mary back in the Essene days, about 2,000 years ago, these ultimate truths of reality were kept in the mystery schools and were not available to the public until about 10 years ago. And at that time, and on occasion, I do go through all 21 points of the ultimate truths of reality, but clearly I'll just share two of them on tonight's program. One is, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. And that's because you can't experience anything in this third dimension unless you're a frequency match for it. That's how reality works. And as well, one of the other concepts on the in the list of ultimate truths of reality is that I create 100% of the time, and I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. And the big one is very succinct and very clear. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. And that's information from 2,000 years ago. So the information was known, but for whatever reason, never really made its way into the public sector, nor, in my opinion, my yoga background goes back to the old days with Baba Ram Das, with Sri Ramana Maharshi, with Paramahansa Yogananda, and with Sri Swami Satchidananda. And those are the main sources of my spiritual training. And amazing systems, all capable of realizing the goal of self-realization, but never a focus on the whole the concept of thought creates or reality creates was never presented in my experience. Although I recall a conversation with Sri Swami Satchidananda where he said, if you believe you'll be enlightened, you will be, and as well that the whole world is your teacher. So not that the yoga masters weren't aware of the power of belief, but certainly it wasn't really part of their mainstream teaching. I'd like to also, because this show is coming to you live from Brașov, Romania, which is not far from Buceg, which is spelled B-U-C-E-G-I. And one of the most important discoveries in the history of, well, in modern history anyway, was made in Buceg, Romania, underneath what's called here the Rock Sphinx. And to the Sphinx in Egypt, where the Hall of Records, actually, according to Bashar, was rediscovered about 6 or 7 years ago. And that information was supposed to become public, but never did. In the underneath the Rock Sphinx in Romania was found an extraterrestrial base, which included amazing technology, including a holographic history of the Earth that goes back like 50,000 years. And this caused a big kerfuffle at the time, back in, I think, 2002 when the discovery was made. And it's down underneath this marker, let's say, of the Rock Sphinx, and certainly is not available to the public. That's been under security for a long, long time. And the information, although leaked out in certain ways, by some books that have actually appeared called Transylvania Sunrise, Transylvania Moonrise, The Secret Parchment, and Mystery of The Mystery of Egypt. There are four books out on the subject. I've read three of them in my nose for truth and discernment in that area. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I haven't been inside the base, but for my tools that I use for discerning the truth, it's a point of fact. It is a point of fact, and one of the most amazing discoveries in history. So it turns out some of the information in the history of the Earth validates a lot of the myths that we consider as myths, but in point of fact, they're more factual than actual history. About 90% of history is garbage, and this is, again, part of the manipulation of the planet by those in control of information. And this particular Radu Sinemar actually is one of the prime participants in being involved in the discovery of this extraterrestrial base in the Busedge Mountains. I've taken a cable car up to the Rock Sphinx. You can get right up close to the Sphinx itself, but you're not going to get people say to me, oh, did you go down and see the base itself? Well, no, I haven't seen the base itself, but there's enough credible sources. And if you want to take the time to get into doing some research about it, I think you'll find it's a fascinating story and caused some friction between the U.S. and the Romanian government at the time, because I believe the Romanian government wanted to make the find public, but other people came in and applied so much pressure to suppress this information, including the Vatican. So it's an amazing story, just like other amazing proofs that are in Romania, like the fossils of giants, and why in our modern educational systems, we don't even want to talk about the existence of giants, yet the skeletons are found all over the world. Anunnaki, an aspect of the Anunnaki were giants, definitely lived on the planet. And to me, this is just outrageous suppression of information. And the other thing that was found in Romania, it was called the Tataria tablets, T-A-T-A-R-I-A tablets, which are pretty Sumerian, recognized by Oxford University as such. Amazing discoveries are found all over Romania, just an incredible place with amazing history. I'd like to, at this point, move on to some information related to, I guess it's a channeling and excerpts of channelings related to the whole ascension process. And for those who don't think that there's an ascension process taking place, I suggest you do some research into the Schumann frequency of the Earth, which has been spiking recently up to like 70 and 90 hertz. Its normal frequency for a long, long time was 7.83 hertz for like hundreds of years. And the Earth is in the process of moving on to the fifth dimension. There's going to be, in my vision at least, very similar to that of Dolores Cannon, that much like cellular division, where one cell splits into two, we're going to have a planet A and planet B, Earth. And planet A is going to be the planet of ascension in the fifth dimension, and the other aspect of Earth will be still in 3D. And in my research, I come across information from Bashar, who also states that there's going to be a timeline split. There's two basic basic timelines, at least among many, but the basic general timelines are one leading to the ascension process and the other leading to transhumanism and a total technological enslavement, and as well a further manipulating of our DNA. To a one-strand DNA. Now, most people on the planet are functioning with two strands of DNA, even though we actually have 12. 10 are pretty much dormant or disconnected, kind of like a hairdryer that's not plugged in. But as we move on towards the fifth dimension, we're going to be activating more and more of the 12 chakra system that we have in the 12 strands of DNA. And I would highly recommend here that you check out Alara on Ra on YouTube. She's got some excellent videos and meditations related to activating your full chakra system and connecting your DNA. Now, related to this channeling of cosmic awareness, those who are of that higher level of consciousness, that higher frequency, will not be destroyed by the tsunami of cosmic energies and consciousness. nor will it overwhelm that will be overwhelming the planet, because they'll be carried upwards or forwards to that new state of consciousness, that new level of vibration and frequency. And by the way, as I understand it, Lemuria was a fifth dimensional civilization and Atlantis was fourth dimensional. And after the last fall of Atlantis, the Earth descended into a third dimensional frequency. And the cosmic awareness goes on to say many will leave the physical existence through the death experience, for there is no wish on their part to experience that which will come, which will be the energies of what awareness calls Planet B. These beings who have elevated their consciousness and created their light body will be on Planet A, the planet of ascension. And those on Planet A will find that their genetic structure has altered to a higher frequency and would allow for a greater amount of the 12 strands of DNA to be used and opened. And up until now, we've only had 2 strands of DNA. And those staying on Planet B will be reduced to 1 strand. For a time, there will be a need for computers and technology, but there will be a gradual shifting away from such technological tools and dependencies, where it will be seen that the speed of thought and the ability to manifest from thought is much quicker than anything computers can do. Also, going together with this is an understanding that consciousness is much more expansive and flexible than mechanical thinking, such as the process used in computer technology. And I think that is just a huge point, because I think basically, as I'm looking at the process and how it's being rolled out on this planet, first with this the technologies, we all give them little perks that, you know, we can download our movies quicker, or we have GPS to find our way to go here and there. But the bottom line here is, as I see it, is only a dependency on computers, this addiction that people have to their technologies. And as David Icke would point out, is the technology using you, or are you using the technology? Like, can you put your cell phone down for a couple of days, or are you so addicted to it that, you know, you have to be using it? And the bottom line is, if you're addicted to it, then it's an addiction. And to my way of thinking, certain aspects of the technology is useful if it's used in the proper manner, kind of like eating fast food. Personally, I never eat that, but if you did it moderately, it probably wouldn't be a big deal. But check out the movie Supersize Me, where somebody ate McDonald's 3 times a day for a month and see what happens. The bottom line is that I guess our society is, call it abusive if you like, but we don't seem to be able to use any common sense with respect to the technology. And what I see the technology doing, a lot of the games that people play are all these killing games, is not a positive imagery to be putting in your mind. The addiction to everything being outer, so you're only developing alpha brain waves. You don't get into the beta level. Because that's more of an inward process. So it keeps your attention outside of you. Not only that, but we're developing a generation now of people that they don't even want to do any thinking. They don't want to put the dots together to do any kind of creative thinking, because it's all about what the computer tells you. We're being trained to accept everything the computer says. I've got friends that if you ask them a question, they'll whip out their cell phone and talk to the computer, and here's the answer. And that's just considered to be the absolute answer. Compare that with people that have a brain still functioning, who realize that as 2020 approaches, apparently Google is going to be suppressing access to websites that are either big pharma, anti-GMO food, anti-chemotherapy, certain types of homeopathic medicine. So now we're talking about censoring information so that new generations come up, they won't even be aware that those possibilities, those alternatives, and those truths even existed. And yet we're still going to be accepting everything we get from the computer as absolute truth. To me, this is just ridiculous. And so are the people, by the way, that think that everything that that the computer tells them is the absolute truth. Now, continuing with the comments by Cosmic Awareness, it's hard to conceive that there will be no need to work for money any longer. That's in the 5D Earth. The whole currency system is so oriented toward the Orion conditioning program. Work will become a way of expressing yourself. Androids and robots will be used for a time, and there will be no need for karma. Reincarnation, as it is presently known, will cease to exist. It will be understood that reincarnation is simply a form of multidimensionality of multiple lifetimes, multiple layers of consciousness, and many lives can be seen and understood and experienced from the new higher level of consciousness. People will understand that time is not linear, that past lives happened in the past, but that all times exist simultaneously, and in that simultaneous existence, all lives exist simultaneously, and that consciousness can choose any life to experience at any time. You'll also be able to choose your age. This is also true for children, as we are all ageless souls. Whatever you imagine, you know, will be for you are imagining it. I'm going to repeat that one. Whatever you imagine, you know, will be for you because you're imagining it. There is an awareness of being able to create that which is imagined and experience that which is imagined. This is in great opposition to what occurs on the physical plane, where one imagines but do not truly believe that that which they imagine will necessarily be created or occur, especially if it goes against all the boundaries of belief that are contained within the physical structure or belief patterns. Thus, it is that while one may believe there is a Shangri-La somewhere when one is living in a ghetto or when one is living in a desperate situation, imaging such a Shangri-La, such a paradise, will not actually create it outright. If one believes that imagination is worthless to a degree, that it is only a product of the mind, and that there is no strength or power to it, then one cannot allow their reality to be shifted so that they do begin to experience Shangri-La, because there is a deeper belief that this is only something imagined. In the fifth dimension, and working up towards the fifth, through the various layers of force, it is understood and recognized that imaging something is the same as creating it. The two are one and the same. To imagine is to create, is to experience, and this is the major difference. One is free of all those collections of belief systems, those physical belief systems that define one's existence in the third dimension of reality. And that's information from Cosmic Awareness. And another aspect that I wanted to share was the concept of that I had of the Merkaba field. Now, if you're not familiar with counter-rotating tetrahedrons, I would suggest looking on your internet and get a visual of counter-rotating tetrahedrons, because that's what operates inside a Merkaba field. And in my opinion, there is every tangible object in the universe, you can call it an auric field if you like, but there's a Merkaba field around everything. And indeed, the Earth is also inside a giant Merkaba field. And if you've ever done a Merkaba meditation, if you haven't, I highly suggest you research that. Every so often I do go through the technique on this program. But the idea here being is that you're inside this pyramidal shape, let's say, are two counter-rotating tetrahedrons. And these counter-rotating tetrahedrons rotate in a balanced way and you start out with like at half the speed of light, then you work up to 60% the speed of light, 70, 80, 90, 99% the speed of light. And when you go beyond the speed of light, that which is inside the Merkaba field transcends into the next dimension. And in my opinion, that will be the process of the Earth, at least my way of thinking about it, the way the Earth will transcend into the fifth dimension. Timeline-wise, I don't think anybody knows about a timeline, although if you go to Adranus, A-D-R-O-N-I-S, as channeled by Brad Johnson, he's apparently had connections to state that the 3 days of darkness and a split of timelines would happen in 2037. Not that there's any particular date, but they've narrowed it down to a year, which apparently was okay to give that information at this time. And that was about a month ago. I also released that information on ET Yoga. So my listeners would be one of the first people to hear that type of information. I'd also like to say that in kind of keeping with that whole trend of suppressing information on the planet, so we've got suppressed information of the extraterrestrial base that was found in Dusseg, Romania. We've got suppressed information of the Hall of Records that was found under the Sphinx in Egypt. And by the way, there are tunnels leading from Romania to the Giza Plateau. As well as to areas in Iraq, where apparently there was at one point in time a Stargate there. Similar to if you've ever seen Stargate SG-1, that was apparently an actual technology. And amazing technology. In fact, among my closest friends, in our opinions, that whole series, Stargate SG-1, not the newer version, the older version, one done in the 90s. That is an incredible program with dealing with the concepts that we're even dealing with now, and yet it was done back in the 1990s. An absolutely fabulous program. I've since purchased the 100, but I guess it's 100 programs on CDs. Part and parcel of information that's been suppressed. And currently, we now have an amazing finds down in Antarctica, which also information is being suppressed. So, you know, is it no wonder that we're living in a world where suppression of information is rampant, not only on the internet, the information you can access, but historical finds, not to mention, what do you want to call it, the secret space program. In my opinion, back in the day, World War II, Germany lost the war, but the Nazis didn't. They certainly had help in terms of getting Hitler survived that as well, which has been proven it existed in South America. We now know that there was technologies, UFO-type technologies that the Germans had at that time, that they took down to New Berlin in Antarctica and basically had a small civilization growing there that was technologically superior to everywhere else on the planet. According to some of the reports from an ex-admiral in the Navy that Admiral Byrd actually took an expedition of boats and planes down towards Antarctica to kick butt down there, but they experienced UFOs coming out of the water, destroyed most of the ships and all the airplanes with laser-type technology coming from the craft. So at the end of World War II, the Germans had the craft that could do the flying, but they didn't have them weaponized at that point. And then in 1952, about 10 of these craft hovered over the White House. Who's to say what kind of deals were cut? But certainly one thing is pretty clear to anybody being a little bit discerning with the information and that is that UFO technology has existed since maybe the 1930s or 1940s for sure. So we're talking about, you know, 70 or 80 years of flying off planet. And since then, there's obviously been other groups that have joined with this original technologies. And certainly, yes, in my opinion, we have bases on the moon, on Mars, and all over the place. And this particular, a lot of this technologies and these secret space program programs have been funded through the U.S. taxpayers. That's a lot of where about $22 trillion has disappeared, has gone into these black projects. And again, a whole area of suppression. Now, apparently, we're supposed to be within some reasonable amount of time, we're supposed to be actually getting some of this technology that's been developed off planet, such as anti-gravity scooters, replicator machines to make food, and even zero-point energy, which is becoming so rampant and abundant now in different pockets around the world that I guess they have no choice but to come forward with some of this technology. So I'd like to, you know, point out that basically we're living in a world where almost everything related to history, our point of view, is being manipulated from behind the scenes. And in my opinion, that behind the scenes is extraterrestrial. Okay, so I have the 13 Illuminati families that are representative of what's going down in terms of dividing up sectors of the planet. But behind that is definitely extraterrestrial. And according to Simon Parks, when a lot of these meetings take place, the chairperson at the head of the table is an Alpha Draconian, which is a reptilian. So, you know, we're at the bottom line, at bottom of the barrel when it comes to information. I'd also like to reiterate the Pleiadian message concerning your body as a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system and an organic wonder that you are yet to truly appreciate. And that the belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. And as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. And the key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. So there's no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You're capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you're a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. You need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health, and as many are discovering, cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medicines and medications is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalances. And I might point out that in that regard, there's another area of suppression. The suppression of the Harry Hoxie cure for cancer, the suppression of the Joanna Budwig cure for cancer, the suppression of the Royal Rife frequencies cure for cancer. The list goes on and on. The research done at Tokyo University on Podarco tea, the amazing results from Miracle Mineral Supplement. Go to G. Edward Griffin and his information about apricot seeds, which is sometimes called Laetrile therapy, and many other amazing advances in this area, all being suppressed. It's gotten to be ridiculous that the abuse that the public is undergoing when there's so much knowledge out here on the planet concerning developing excellent health And as well, what we're noticing in America is that one in two now is apparently a probable for cancer, a total disgrace, as well as the total suppression of the information that the largest single cause of death in the United States is medical error. I give it a fancy name called iatrogenic death, I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic, look it up. Kills over 750,000 people a year, doesn't even make the news. We don't get the news about the Pacific Ocean being destroyed from Fukushima. We don't. We're in a state of an information vacuum that's being controlled outwardly by medias that don't even bother covering the truth. I've heard that the amount of people every year that die from illegal drug overdose is 30,000. The number of people that die every year from prescription drugs is 300,000. It doesn't even make the news. It's like just total suppression. I'd like to at this time share with you my wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd like to say that you can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, or at green at etyoga.com. That's green as in the color, at etyoga.com. Also appreciate you visiting my website at etyoga.com. And my newest book there, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. Appreciate your support. That book's available online there at $9.95. And as well, I'd like to close the program in the usual manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique, which was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And a very powerful technique, one that I first picked up from Baba Ram Das. And subsequently, more information from Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, you put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or multiple times, whatever feels comfortable for you. And the idea here is to get into the highest place you know how to get to first. So if it's by doing your asanas, your pranayams, the meditation first, or whatever method you want to use, get to the highest place you can, get to the point where then you become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.